welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I see sunshine.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yesterday was so beautiful too.
Oh, it was beautiful. We are nearing the end of March and finally, the weather is at a point where we can do some work outside.
And we have been. We have been doing a lot of work outside.
We have. Every moment that we can, we're working toward cleanup and garden things. And I've been working in the mercantile, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we are in full on for market season.
We are. And it feels good.
Feels great. I love it.
I do too. So I think today we'll update all of our listeners on some of the things that we accomplished in the past week, and then some of the lessons we've learned.
Yeah, we're learning still. Let's just say that.
There's always something to learn. And one of our goals is to share what we're learning.
And to help others.
Right. Hopefully you will gain something from that and maybe not repeat some of our mistakes. Or we'll generate ideas for you. We'll give you ideas of things that you can do.
Or things not to do.
Yeah, that too. So let's see. Where to begin?
Well, I guess we can talk a little bit about, should we go back to your menu challenge?
Oh, yes. The last couple of weeks, I started a menu challenge, and that was really born out of my own need, but from the response we've seen on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, it appears to be a need for a lot of you as well. Mm-hmm. And it's really just to have a plan and a thought and maybe even do some prep work ahead for the week's menus. And I found it interesting that several of you commented that lunch, breakfast, those were not really issues, but that evening meal, which of course we call supper, that's where everybody really struggles the most, mm-hmm. is figuring out what to make every evening.
Well, after a long day, I mean, like we're still working and coming home from work. And after a long day, it's kind of, well, for me, it's practically impossible to think of anything.
You'd have to go to the store.
It's just not my strength. I go to the store for every meal.
But what I do like to do is send you to the garden for the meal.
That's true. And soon, actually right now, I did pick some spinach and kale. So we do have some fresh produce now. And herbs. We have some different herbs.
Oh, which it's so lovely to have those fresh ingredients. So I did issue that menu challenge, and I think it went pretty well. I learned a few things.
It did become more of a challenge, I think, than what you actually anticipated.
It did, but it was good. It was a good challenge. But I posted about it on my Wednesday blog post, all the things that happened and the adjustments I had to make. So whenever you're doing this menu challenge, have a plan, that's fine, but also be willing and ready to adjust the plan as needed.
We have learned time and time again, or maybe we haven't learned, you need to be flexible.
Yes, have a plan B.
Right. Sometimes we have three or four contingency plans.
You just never know. So this next week, the menu theme is going to be a different cuisine every night, or something inspired by a different cuisine. So I'm working on that now. I don't think these dishes will require the prep work that last week's did, although I'll have some snacks ready for us. But every evening, I'm going to feature a different cuisine. So, you know, Italian's going to be one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could eat that. Italian, Mexican, Chinese, I could eat those just like all the time. Yes. We could just rotate those.
And we kind of do sometimes.
We do, yeah.
So watch for that. I will be posting my menus and on the blog post how that turns out. So you'll be able to follow along with that for the next, you know, few weeks until we make it a habit.
So should we talk about a couple of the challenges that happened last week with the menu?
Sure.
Okay. So one, we were, I guess on Tuesday, we woke up to some strange noise coming from the kitchen.
A grinding sound?
Yeah. And let's just say that Julia had really cleaned out the refrigerator and it looked beautiful.
It looked brand new. I'm going to just say.
It was cleaned, organized. And so we actually posted a picture of before and after she did that. So you did that, what, Sunday?
Sunday afternoon and evening, yeah.
So on Tuesday, we wake up and there's this awful noise coming from the kitchen. And it happened to be our refrigerator.
It was not good.
It was not cooling.
The things in the freezer were starting to melt. We did catch in time so that we didn't lose a lot of food, even though...
It couldn't have been real long, but it was not cooling.
It was not cooling. Thankfully, we have an extra refrigerator and extra freezers in the garage.
Yeah, thankfully, we have a refrigerator in the garage for produce for market season, and that happened to be empty.
So that helped a lot. It took us maybe 10 minutes to bag up everything and run it out.
But it was stressful.
It was stressful.
I mean, because it was before work, and you were getting ready to leave to go out of town, and it was early, early in the morning.
So that was an aggravation, to say the least.
It was.
But the good news is, for whatever reason, after a couple of minor adjustments with the temperature, it has an electronic temperature control, we adjusted that, and here it is Sunday, and it's still running and cooling correctly.
Yeah, so far it is, and we were already prepared to, well, you were shopping.
I was.
For new options, because we have to have a working refrigerator.
Right.
And this one is not very old, and it was not a cheap refrigerator. So it's very frustrating.
And the brand seems to be one that it's difficult to get parts for and
because
people
that,
to work on it.
That was an issue. We couldn't even find anyone that was willing to work on it.
So we are still using the old one, but we are monitoring it very closely and preparing for an upcoming need to purchase a major appliance.
It's always something, but now we're prepared, and it was just another thing. I guess it didn't like to be cleaned out. It looked awesome.
It looked beautiful, but apparently it liked all that crud that had leaked down into there.
So anyway, that was part of the challenge, but
it was.
Right now everything is fine.
It is. It is. So we also did some really fun things yesterday. You want to talk a little bit about your pile of gold?
Yeah, we are fortunate enough to have a neighbor that keeps goats and some other livestock.
Chickens.
And we have I'm sorry, I'm distracted again because Miss Honeybee is now visiting the studio. So you may hear her in a minute. We'll see what she does. But she offered us some composted. I think she said the pile of compost was like 11 years old.
It had been a ridiculously long time.
It was beautiful. But she offered us some compost. So we have another friend who offered. Her husband offered to load it in with a tractor for us, which was so fantastic.
That is so fantastic. I think Jim gets some cowbell.
And I think Jill gets some cowbell for offering the goat poo.
Cowbell.
So thanks to them, we have some beautiful beds that are all prepared for to plant, and filled up the keyhole bed, which if you have a keyhole bed.
Oh, and we've talked about
the
keyhole.
Oh my gosh, it is a soil eater.
It is a beautiful, and I know we talked about it on one former episode, and it is a lovely layout, and it has nice composting in the middle, but it will take an acre of soil fill.
Yeah, we're starting to finally build up, but it has taken a long time.
It has, but oh, the beautiful options that you have there.
So it is, I've already started planting in that now. I have some onions and shallots started in there and some planted in the ground.
Ooh.
And this morning I went out, I saw in the forecast, you know, I have like 40 weather apps. I saw that it was going to rain in 17 minutes.
That's and precise.
Yes, 17 minutes I had. And so that made me think, okay, I have peas ready. I have a garden bed ready. So why don't I go ahead and go plant some peas? So guess what?
We have peas in the ground.
Yeah, so I planted some snap peas. And, you know, even if it gets, once they get up and it gets too cool, they can take some cool, but I can cover. The bed is small enough that I can cover them. So hopefully we'll get some snow peas. I don't know if you remember last year, every time we grew peas, they were eaten by the bunnies. Well, this year we're outsmarting the bunnies, I think.
I hope.
I don't know. We'll find out. So it's in a fenced-in bed. The peas are in a fenced-in bed, and we'll see what happens. But it was fun to plant.
Absolutely. So the other thing that's coming up in our future that we've been planning for is a preview to the farmer's market, to the summer farmer's market.
We are so excited.
So tell us a little bit about what you're pulling together there. You've been doing a lot of contact with other vendors. Mm-hmm. And tell us where you're at in that planning stage.
Okay, so on April 13th, that's a Saturday from 10 to 3, we will have a warm-up. We're going to call it something like warm-up to market.
Oh, yeah.
So you can kind of get a taste of what's going to happen at the 18th Street Farmers Market. So we know that Whitaker Beef, they've already made a commitment to be part of the openings at the Merck. So people can order meat online.
I'll put their website in the show notes. So you can go there, put in your order. You can even pay online. And just come out
and
pick up your order here.
So you pick it up here on the 13th. And also, we are so excited. Hazel Ann Farm.
Oh, yeah. Fun folks.
Yeah. Brendan and Lauren, they're awesome. We're going to try to get them for a podcast. But they are growing mushrooms. And I believe right now they have some oyster mushrooms. Possibly some shiitake. By the 13th, but they will have fresh mushrooms.
Nice.
And she makes beautiful bouquets. So they will offer those. And we have asked a couple of other vendors that possibly may be here.
So when they confirm, we'll get that announcement out too. But we're going to have some fun. We're going to have a demonstration too of some old Maytag motors. And if you don't know what those are, back in the day before you could just plug in your washing machine, they had little kickstart motors. And my brother Ted collects those and has several of them that he's going to demonstrate how that worked. So I think that's going to be interesting and fun for people to see how far we've come.
Yeah. And it will just be a day out. Hopefully the weather will be nice and people can hang out in the corn crib. Of course, we'll have special order scones.
Yes.
And who knows what all, but looking forward to that.
Oh, yes. I think it's going to be a great day. Hopefully I'll have the mercantile inside finished by then. The updates and upgrades in the electricity. So that will be a good, fun day.
Yeah, and I'll have plants ready by then. I have plants in the greenhouse, so I'll have some vegetables and probably some perennials that we'll have available. So lots of cool stuff. So just a little taste of the farmer's market.
I'm excited.
I am too.
So April 13th, 2019, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., We'll have the Farm Fresh Mercantile and Friends.
Yes.
All right here. So mark your calendars for that.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.